Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And that's what people have been doing. It's been very busy today. And hopefully you do not have soft ice cream running down your arm to your elbow and making a mess, because both Trevor and Manny have claimed it for their own. Well, you know why? Because 59 degrees in Minneapolis today. They don't care. Here, it'd be not only running down your elbow, but your knee. And I used to, when Dove, I think Dove bars, were they invented in Minneapolis? No, I think they were invented in Detroit. Someplace not obvious, or at least not obvious to me, by a guy who made chocolate. He was a chocolatier and decided to make something with vanilla ice cream. And when they first came out, I discovered them when they were just brand new. And someone said they didn't like them because there was too much chocolate. The chocolate was too thick. And I thought, words that will never pass my lips. But the problem is that because the chocolate was thick and it would break apart, that you'd have to eat it and then be hosed down afterwards. So I'm not sure that they actually wanted me as a spokesperson for some unbeknownst reason with chocolate running and ice cream running all over me. Okay, some good news. The software that Stephen Hawking uses to talk is now free, which is pretty cool. I mean, Stephen, yeah, it is. It really is. It changed his life, obviously. And it's nice. It's great that it's now available. I was actually, this weekend, I was out of town and was sitting in a diner, And I guess my escort had gone to the bathroom or something. And so this guy, I was making my special concoction, which is decaf iced coffee with a lot of ice and half milk. I'm really not much of a coffee drinker. And so I was making it for me and my escort, and had asked the waitress for another pitcher of you know, one of those little metal pitchers that they have in diners of milk. And the guy who was sitting at another booth, catty-cornered to me, said, oh, she can have mine, and brought it over. And he was talking with me about, he was taking a pill, and he said, this pill is $1,000, which I knew meant he was on chemotherapy. He said, thank goodness I have good health insurance, because it only cost me $75. So $75 a day for chemotherapy. I mean, it's horrifying. Starbucks is going to start serving wine and beer in the evenings. Are you a Starbucks fan?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I'm not a huge coffee person, so, I mean,
yeah.
I don't really find myself at Starbucks or Caribou or anywhere.
I'm mostly at Starbucks when I'm traveling, because I know they have reliable internet. I don't drink coffee, and except my summer concoction. And the problem is that Starbucks is a little pricey for coffee. And although I actually, when it first came out, I actually bought the stock, believe it or not, and did fairly well on it, because nobody knew who Starbucks was. Should have held on to it. Somebody explained to me once that Starbucks isn't about the coffee at all. It's about the real estate that they own. If you look, they're on prime real estate in every city, and quite often within a couple blocks of each other. Which I thought was kind of an interesting perspective. I have no way of evaluating that, but I thought it was an interesting perspective. Okay, speaking of interesting perspectives, last week, in fact, it was a week ago tomorrow, was International Left-Handers Day, and we have our very own left-handed man. Dun, dun, dun. Wait a minute. The manniness. All right, so tell me from your perspective, because we asked people online what the advantages and disadvantages were of being left-handed. And from your point of view, what are the advantages and disadvantages of being left-handed?
Disadvantages are occasionally being teased for being left-handed.
Really?
not like literally teased, but, you know, you just kind of get the little ribbings every once in a while.
Southpaw. Yeah. Who does that?
Oh,
who would dare to that?
Friends.
You tell me. I'll get him, Manny.
Yeah.
I got your back.
Members, everyone.
Yeah. I've got your left-handed back. No, I'm sorry. That was rude.
But ironically for me, I mean, I'm left-handed with a few things and right-handed with other things. Mostly everything I do athletically is right-handed. I throw right-handed. I bat right-handed. If I'm kicking a soccer ball or something, I kick with my right
left foot. Left-footed?
Yeah.
Oh, left foot or right foot?
Right foot.
Huh, because that's interesting, because I'm right-handed and I bat left-handed. And I iron left-handed. I'm not sure ironing is considering a sport.
So everything athletically I do right-handed, but, you know, I eat with my left hand. You know, I hold silverware with my left hand, and I
write. Do you write?
Yep, I write left-handed. When I'm driving, if I have one hand on the wheel, it's always going to be my left
hand. The left hand.
Yeah, it's just kind of. And I shoot pool left-handed, too. I mean.
Good to know.
It's worth, but.
Minnesota skinny.
But, so, yeah, and I think, I don't know if it's genetic or what, because my dad is completely left-handed and my mom is completely right-handed.
Yeah, there seems to be a genetic component to it. Now, when you were a kid, did they try to convince you to use your right hand?
No, not really. I mean, it was interesting. My first grade teacher, and I'll never forget her for this, she was left-handed too, and she played a huge role in teaching me how to write left-handed, because when you, they always say for a lot of people who are left-handed, when they're kids and they start to write and they learn to write, they kind of curve their arm in a way to where they're trying to write right-handed with their left hand, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And
they curve it around the top and go basically. In, you basically write to left by definition.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're left-handed, you curve your hand around, so it's basically almost at a 90-degree angle,
right,
so that you're writing left to right.
Yeah, and she taught me, I think the method she used was she had me turn my paper a certain angle to where it almost kind of forced me to not have to, you know, curve my arm in a way that I was doing that. And it worked tremendously, and I was in the first grade, and it ever since then,
what a great idea, because look, if I just described it, that your hand is basically at a, it's not really, it's about a 60-degree angle.
Yeah.
But if you move your paper at a 60-degree angle, then you can write the same way.
She would
brilliant.
Say,
good for her.
Yeah, when she would hand out little sheets of paper for us to, you know, write things on and everything, she'd always say, you know, lefties, remember, turn your paper. And, you know, it was me, and I think we had like two other left-handed kids in the class.
Wow.
This was in first grade, so.
Good for her. We should, do you remember her name?
Miss Lindholm, yes. I think she.
Miss Lindholm, you go, girl.
Retired. She retired, she's been retired about 10 years now, I think.
Maybe, yeah, but I'll bet you somebody hears her name and they're going to say, "Do you know that Manny taught? Do you remember Manny? He, little left-handed boy. He talked on the air about you today and that you were unforgettable because you taught him how to." So you wait. You'll get a call from her or somebody will say, "Oh, yeah."
And she was
or her family.
She was left-handed herself, and so she was able to really kind of connect.
Well, that's really brilliant. Yeah. One of my sisters is left-handed, and she is of the generation where they really tried to convince you. I don't think my parents did, but they would, like, I know kids that were taught, you know, that they would tie your left hand behind you so you had to learn to eat with your right hand. And, I mean, some really awful kinds of things. Supposedly about, depending on who you believe, between about 10 and 15% of the population are left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was considered sort of a weird thing until somebody finally figured out, there's money to be made in this. Now, do you have left-handed scissors and stuff like that?
I don't know if I do.
Did you know they make left-handed scissors?
Yeah, I do know that.
And pliers?
Yeah, I just don't know if I've ever, actually, I've used left-handed scissors before. And ironically, in Miss Lindholm's class when I was in first grade, she had
them.
She had little left-handed scissors for the three lefties.
For the lefties.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And it turns out, statistically, left-handed people have historically, I don't know, I haven't seen any new data. This is relatively, well, probably about 20 years old, 15, 20 years old. The left-handed people had traditionally slightly shorter lifespans and slightly more accident-prone, but the idea was that it's because they were trying to live in a right-handed world. But given the fact of how much change there's been, I wonder if that's still true. I'll check it out. Give me a holler, 855-993-7600. Well, I just lost Dr. Joy, at any rate. Left or right-handed, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
It's July with its
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear what... Before we do that, I actually have traced down where the notion came, because the notion has been around since the late 80s, early 90s, that the life expectancy of left-handed people was about 10 years, 9 to 10 years shorter than right-handed people. That's a lot. I mean, that's better than 10%. It's about 10 to 15%. And the article's got a picture of our friend Manny Pacquiao, who is left-handed. It turns out that the study was done, and it, folks, pay attention, because it's not true, right? It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine and in Nature. And what happened, let me tell you how the study was done, which is why you guys should pay a whole lot of attention to how research is done, all right? Which is that they looked at a list of, in Southern California, everyone who has died, okay? And they contacted their families asking whether or not their relative had been right or left-handed. They looked at 2,000 cases and saw that the average age of death at the left-handers was about 9 years younger than that of the right-handers. They concluded that left-handers died earlier. Okay, so that seems kind of persuasive. What did they do wrong? The answer is they only looked at the dead people. Left-handers are much more common now than they used to be. So at the time the research was published, left-handers were on average younger than right-handers. Okay. So the idea being the natural rate of left-handedness is around 10 or 11%, which is what I said. The rate was pushed down artificially during the Victorian period. You can see it going down about the 1800s on through about 1900, which is what we talked about before. Not only would left-handed people have been encouraged not to be during this period, but life was also difficult for them, and they quickly became conspicuous. They went to work in factories using machines designed for right-handers, and the left-handers looked awkward. Then compulsory schooling came along, and they were obliged to sit in classrooms and try and write with their right hand using an ink pen, and they made a mess. The result of all this was left-handers became stigmatized, regarded as cack-handed and stupid. I've never even heard that term. Some of the people who died on those California lists may have been born left-handed but spent most of their lives acting and identifying as right-handers. Their families would have described them as such when the researchers came knocking. They would have skewed their results. In other words, the study has no validity whatsoever. They would assume that there were no left-handers born at all before 1973, which is 40 years ago, 42 years ago. If you look at death records for 2013 and ask who among the dead was left-handed, we would see that all of them had died at or before age 40. That would be much younger than the average age of death of right-handers, because presumably you're talking about people who are misidentified. The number of people identifying as left-handed did grow dramatically during the 20th century. So the idea that left-handers die 9 years earlier than right-handers is a myth. So the idea being, what about accidents? Okay. And the idea being scissors and knives. There's some evidence that left-handers are more likely to have minor accidents. And it's basically not going to affect the mortality rates at all. So the idea being, if you're left-handed, that you go and find left-handed scissors. Okay, and maybe, I don't know, they're probably, are they left-handed knights? I don't know. All right, so the point being that all that notion that somehow you're going to die earlier if you're left-handed isn't accurate. It just has to do with the way that they were asking the questions and the fact that basically that a lot of left-handers were encouraged to act as right-handers and their family thought they were right-handers and they actually weren't. So, it's an artificial number. Got it? Good. Okay. 855-993-7569, and that is the right phone number at this moment. All right, Manny, let's talk about advantages and disadvantages that other people see about being left-handers.
Let's start with Harold, and he says, disadvantages, the connotations, such as left-handed compliment or sinister.
Yep.
Which is Latin for left-handed.
Yep.
Facilities such as lecture hall desks. I can speak from personal experience.
Yep.
How frustrating that is. Drinking fountains, pencil sharpeners. Advantages include being smarter and more creative.
Oh,
I will not argue with that.
No, apparently not. Yeah, well, there was also a study. In fact, one of my listeners, when we talked about it last week, sent me an email saying that there was a study that suggested that people who were left-handed were more prone to be homosexual, and that doesn't seem to be accurate either. So,
John says, disadvantages, scissors, reading measuring
yep.
cups. As a kid, when playing baseball, you shared gloves. A few kids had a left-handed glove to share. advantages. For bowlers, left side of lanes don't dry out as fast.
Wow.
I've never noticed that.
Do you bowl?
Yeah, I don't do it very often. I wish I could do it more often, but I just don't typically have a lot of time. John goes on to say, playing ping pong against a righty, both Ben Franklin and Albert Einstein were lefties. That's right.
And so suppose it was Leonardo da Vinci, and so was Herbert Hoover, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, so lots. And again, the assumption is that there were a lot more, especially during the Victorian era, were a lot more left-handers than were actually reported because, again, as people have responded and as I talked about too, it was looked upon as an infirmity. So that, and again, kids, not so much my sister, I don't really remember. I think there was really a teacher who tried to tie her left hand behind her back. And as I recall, my mother went storming into school. And my mother was not much of a school stormer. That was more me than her. And my sister is left-handed. But there, it was really frowned upon, literally, that you would be taught to eat with your right hand and write with your right hand and pretend, you know, and go to, you know, incredible measures to convince you to use your right hand. And it turns out that handedness also has to do with brainedness. You know, it doesn't mean you're smarter or stupider. It just means which side of your brain responds in which kind of way. Now, there are general areas for brain response anyway, but it turns out that left-handed has a slightly, just because the right side, the right part of our brain controls the left side of the body and vice versa. So it turns out to be a little bit different. I remember one of the pitchers for the Red Sox, or one of the catcher. Well, I guess both the pitcher and the catcher, but they were left-handed, and they took their shirts off, and their whole the left side of their body was like double the size of the right side of their body, as opposed to most ball players where it's exactly the opposite, because they get so much more exercise on one side than the other.
Well, it's interesting. There's a pitcher in Major League Baseball right now. He pitches for the Oakland A's. His name is Pat Venditti, and he throws with both arms. He's a pitcher, and he can literally throw with both arms. He can throw right-handed and left-handed just as effectively. And he's like one of the first guys to be called up to the major leagues that's actually a switch pitcher. You know, because they have the switch hitters, you know, that can bat from both sides of the plate. And he's a guy that can, he's a switch pitcher, I guess, per se.
There you go. Well, a switch hitter means completely different things in different parts of the world. So,
true.
Well, all righty. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on a date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20- 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Excuse me. Okay, let's do some more left-handed stories.
We can continue on with Jane. And Jane says, Jane just says, don't forget, quote, two left feet.
Yeah, that's true.
This
is one of the nasty statements, yeah.
Yeah.
Still, how about being left behind? Never mind. That was rude. Never mind.
I'm surprised no one has made a political joke yet, actually.
Well, thank you for inviting that.
Yeah, I guess I suppose I did kind of...
Bad Manny.
Sarah says, advantages. I'm told lefties are in their right, quote, right mind. Disadvantage. Disadvantages, using scissors. Most scissors are molded for right-handed people.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Well, but if you go online, you can buy left-handed scissors. Apparently, you can buy left-handed knives as well.
How would a left-handed knife work, though?
Well, I guess the grip would just be, if you think about it, it would be the angle would be slightly different on it for the same 90-degree issue.
Yeah.
Because when I use a knife, it'll slide straight down. When you use a knife, it's going to be at an angle. So you'd angle the blade the other direction in the same way that Ms. Lindstrom wanted you to change your paper. I suppose you could also just angle the meat or angle whatever you're cooking.
That's true, yeah.
Same issue.
Last one here. They say selfies. Left-handed selfies are guaranteed. Left-handed selfies are guaranteed to hide the wedding ring. disadvantage.
Wait a minute. Do you realize what that really was saying?
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's you guys behaving badly again.
They said disadvantage is flying jet fighters. Fighter jets are designed to be flown with the right hand on the stick and the left hand on the throttle.
There's a country song in that somewhere, don't you think? Keep your eye upon and your hand upon the amazing rhythm aces. Remember that? Keep your eye upon the thumb and your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the road or something.
Yeah.
Keep your hand in the back seat. Never mind. All right.
That was the last one.
Well, pretty cool. So, when in doubt, go and buy your left-handed friend some left-handed scissors so I know what I can get you for Christmas. All righty. How about, I'll tell you what, how about if we don't even have to do the music. We can let Judy sleep through this, and I can tell you about what's coming up on Broadway. How would that be? Because I saw something.
That's a good idea.
That'd be good. All right. So do you want to just sing Give My Regards to Broadway?
Oh, I don't know.
Or maybe not.
Very good, yeah.
I know, my crew pays me not to sing, which, you know, is kind of rude. All right, here's the deal. A bunch of Broadway stuff coming up, and in fact, I am seeing, I want you all to just be green with envy, or maybe brown with envy. I am seeing Hamilton tonight. And as I mentioned, it is sold out for the next 8 months on Broadway. It will, I guarantee you, will win the Tony for best musical, for best writing, probably for best scenery, for best choreography, for, did I say already, best musical? I mean, and best leading man. It's wonderful. And the reason I know this, not having seen it, is I saw it at the Public last year. And at the time, I just felt it's the same guy, Mark Lin-Manuel, who did In the Heights. And he's just incredibly talented. It's just, I mean, it revitalized musicals. It makes you want to go find out more about Alexander Hamilton and Burr, Aaron Burr. I was going to say Raymond Burr, but that's a completely different issue. And when it was down at the Public, I would be surprised if they have it in the theater, but I can report back tomorrow on this. They had statues of Alexander Hamilton and Burr in dueling positions, life size. So you walk between the two of them and you could go look at them and look at their steely eyes and look at their dueling pistols and whatever. And it turns out that Hamilton's son was killed in the same place in the duel. Alrighty, 855-993. So it looks like I'll review the rest of the theater in a moment. Peter, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Yeah, that song was Keep Your Eyes on the Road, Your Hands Up on the Wheel by The Doors.
Well, there are two different. There's also the amazing. Keep your hand on your keep your sleepy eyes on the road ahead. I'm in the back, sitting in the back seat, hugging and kissing with Fred. Da, 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 da. That's a different song. There's also the amazing Rhythm Aces, which is a spiritual of keep your eye upon. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the it's not the road, it's the, well, I'll check it out.
I was thinking that song by the, I think it's The Doors or it's Jim Morrison, I think.
I think we may be talking about at least two different, maybe three different songs. But thank you. The amazing, Amazing Rhythm Aces. Which nobody,
yeah, I listen to your show a lot. They usually have a cup of coffee and listen to your show. And then
let's see, Amazing Rhythm Aces lyrics, 41 songs. It's not called Keep Your Hand Upon. Life's Railway to Heaven. King of the Cowboys, Life's Railway to Heaven. That one may be, I can't remember if that's the one. Let's see if I can find it. Never mind, we'll find it. But yeah, life is like a mountain highway. This is it. Ready? Life is like a mountain highway with an engineer that's brave. You must make a run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves of hills and tunnels. Never falter, never fail. This is mine, folks. Just keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. That's the one I'm talking about. It's called Life's Railway to Heaven's lyrics, and it's their second most common and popular song.
Who's the musician?
It's the Amazing Rhythm Aces. No, I was sure about that. Yeah.
Amazing Rhythm what?
Amazing Rhythm Aces.
Oh, okay.
Watch the current and keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thy will guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels... So there we go. The guys would just assume I didn't sing, but that's the one I was thinking about. There's also Hugging and Kissing with Fred. Da-da-da-da-da. I can't imagine that being the Doors just because it's so pop bubblegum, but maybe Jim Morrison had a moment of something or other.
Yeah.
So I think we're talking about at least two and maybe three different songs, but I knew my Amazing Rhythm Aces. Nobody knows them but me, but I love them anyway. But, Peter, thanks for your call. So, listen, we'll make you guys, next time you guys call up with a singer, I'm going to make you sing to me.
I'm not a very good singer, but sometimes I sing.
That's all right. We don't care. We're easy. All right, thank you, sir. I'm glad you called, and I'm glad, you know, listen, it used to be when I worked at another station, when I couldn't figure out a word to the crossword puzzle, I'd just have the guys, you know, I'd just say it on the air. Although I will tell you, I suppose I will tell you, my most embarrassing story, which is somebody came in, and I thought they were doing a crossword puzzle, and it turns out they weren't, and they just said, could I come up with a word for male member? And off the top of my head, on a break, I came up with like 30 different terms. They were very impressed. I'm not sure this is a valuable technique or skill, but it's good to have. All right, I'll tell you what. all right, so let me just, what I'm going to do here, I've got about, what have I got, Manny? About 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes? All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to, now that we got, it was my fault, I distracted us by keep your hand upon your throttle, upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. All right, I'm going to tell you two Broadway plays that are coming up. One is China Dolls with Al Pacino. These both start in November. And Fiddler on the Roof is being revived with Danny Burstyn. So they're doing Spring Awakening coming out again, which is not one of my two favorite plays. And I guess what I'm going to review, well, maybe I can do it here. Let's see if I can do it quickly. Cymbeline is Shakespeare in the Park, starring Kate Burton, Raul Esparza, Hamish Linklater, and Lily Robb. It turns out Lily Robb and Hamish are actually a duo. Cymbeline, I've seen before. It's not one of Shakespeare's best plays as far as I'm concerned. It's one. I think it's his last comedy. And Patrick Page is also in it, who's wonderful. And basically, he throws everything in the kitchen sink in it. It's a story of a king who's divorced his first wife, and his two sons have been sent into exile. Nobody knows where they are. He has a daughter, Imogene, who's marrying a commoner, who's posthumous. And in this play, everybody plays multiple roles. Patrick Page and Raul, at one point, are playing Italians, and they play it like the Mafia and Frank Sinatra. I'll tell you more when we return in just a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, so I'm doing something that basically is a little hard to do, but I wanted to tell you about Cymbeline, which is Shakespeare in the Park. If you get a chance to do Shakespeare in the Park, I would encourage you to do it just because it's just one of those kind of... It's like standing in line in Times Square for half-price tickets, or it's like being in Times Square for New Year's Eve. It's just a cultural event that, you know, should... I'm not sure you have to do it more than once, although I probably have done it. I've done all of that more than once. But, you know, if you get a chance to do it, you should do it just because, why not? Kind of fun thing to do. So, as I said, Cymbeline is not... It's long. It's 3 hours, although a lot of Shakespeare is long. It turns out that... if you do Hamlet, all of Hamlet, it's like 7 hours or something. And I actually saw a seven-hour Hamlet. That's a long Hamlet. But at any rate, so this one, this throws in everything. It throws in lost children, mistaken identity, wicked stepmothers, lovers taking poison. I mean, it's got everything in it. Men dressed as women, women dressed as men. The fun thing about it, as I said, which the siblings I have seen before have not ever been musicals, but if you've got Raul Esparza, I suppose you put some musicals in. And it starts off with kind of silliness. And to a certain extent, this is Hamish Linklater's show because he gets to play Posthumus, and he also gets to play who is Imogene's husband, who's a commoner, and Cloten, who's the queen's son by a former husband. And as Cloten, he plays it kind of like Jim Carrey or something, like, you know, the village idiot, and switches wigs, and he's having a great time. Imogene, who is Lily Robb, gets to play a boy at one point as well as the queen's or the king's daughter. I mean, so it's got, I mean, it's sort of got everything in it. And make sure the second act, I think, is more fun than the first act. Although, and it does go till, it starts at 8 and goes till a little after 11, so it's over 3 hours long. But make sure the second act is more fun. And make sure you stay to the end, because at the end they sort of do some dancing, and it starts out as kind of Elizabethan gavotte kind of thing, and then Raul comes forward and does jazz hands and gets everybody in the cast to do it. And it's really fun. And again, it's not one of my favorite plays, but the cast is having such a great time. And at one point, the guy who is playing the Roman delegate who starts war with Britain because they won't pay the tribute is also playing the doctor, and realizes at one point, and I'm sure it's in the script, that he's dressed as the Roman centurion and really needs to be the doctor, and so he just says, wait a minute, and goes and puts on the other hat. I mean, so it's a lot of silliness in the second act. And in case you're a Shakespeare fan, who among us is not, okay, I know, this has got what's described as the most famous beheading in all of literature. I'm not going to tell you anything more than that, I thought it was really fun. I liked this much better than The Tempest, mostly because it was more fun. And knowing that Lily and Hamish are sort of a duo in life as well, it did really make the love scenes more believable than usual. And as I said, next week I will tell you all about, and I know I've already told you about it, but I'm really anticipating with great glee and generating great envy because the tickets are sold out. And I think it's technically, it may have just opened. I usually see things either the night before they open or the night after they open. Depends. With Hamilton. And if nothing else, I mean, Hamilton will get you interested and involved in a period of American history, which I knew a little bit about. I knew that both Hamilton and Burr were born out of wedlock and were born, I think, in the West Indies. So I'll tell you more about it. But if you're planning to come to New York and you want to see something fabulous and you're not coming for a while, then see if you can get tickets. They will not be inexpensive, I guarantee you. But it's going to be the toast. He is the toast of Broadway at this moment and will continue to be. He wrote it. He directed it. I don't think he choreographed it, and he stars in it. And it's wonderful. And it's a whole different way of looking at history and musicals and all sorts of things. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. This is a story that doesn't have to do with anything, except I have to tell you why I decided to tell you in the last couple minutes of the program about this particular story. As I mentioned before, I have lots of brothers and sisters, and my mother is a charming woman who I think was, she was born in the wrong era to a certain extent. I mean, she was born in the Donna Reed era and thinking that that was what, you know, women did, is they took care of children and had a home. And it really wasn't where her heart lay. And I remember at one point, one of my favorite comments from my mother and from my childhood was, lousy kids eating again. All right, I just give you that as the background, and I still find it hilarious. I found it hilarious at the time, and I was maybe about, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old, and it cracked me up at the time and still continues to crack me up. And whenever I'm around my mother, I sort of remind her of lousy kids eating again. All right, this is not as funny a story, but it did remind me of my mom, so it's not all bad. Some people in Georgia, three adults, apparently felt the same way. They used chains and padlocks to prevent kids from getting access to food, which isn't really a funny story. It just is funny in the context of my mom. They're actually in prison at this moment, charged with cruelty to kids, false imprisonment, and reckless conduct. The mother of the two children was also arrested and charged with cruelty to children. So I don't know who the bad guys were in this one, but apparently she was living with them. They used, as I said, they used a chain and padlock to prevent the kids from getting food. The kids ranged from 3 to 11. Maybe I should tell my mom that, you know, if it was lousy kids eating again, that she should have been better prepared or something. I don't know. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so Manny, if you had it to do all over again, would you make yourself left-handed or not?
I would probably just do things the way I am now. I mean, I have no problem with being, you know, writing left-handed. And
does it make you feel like you're a little different?
Yeah, it actually kind of, in a good way. I mean, it
yeah.
kind of makes you feel kind of unique, and the fact that I do things, you know, left-handed, you know, and do things right-handed too, or, you know, do other things right-handed is, oh, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, as I said, my my only real claim to fame here is that I bat left-handed, but I, you know, I throw like a girl, so any advantage, I run okay. But it turns out that any advantage that I have from batting left-handed is more than, and my speed is offset by the fact that, unfortunately, I throw like a girl. What can I tell you? All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.